Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, coming from the shadows. You know, my life's pretty much an open book, as many of us are, and I don't get on many of those dating sites. It's just not really my thing. I was on Tinder when Tinder first started coming popular. I was at a comedy club, and they did this whole riff on how horrible Tinder was, and I turned to some of my friends, like, what's that Tinder? I'm like, oh, well, it's this, and this. So I got an account. And stayed on for exactly one date and deleted the account and haven't been back since. But you guys may have seen what happened with OkCupid. So with OkCupid, the researchers scraped the site and did a data aggregation and have now released some 70,000 names, numbers, information, and sexual preferences about OkCupid users. Not okay. So the tip to you is this. If you have a site that gathers sensitive data, vis-a-vis dating preferences and sexual preferences, check for scraping and prevent scraping. It's a simple thing. You look for multiple hits from one URL. You look for search patterns that are automated, not human, right? Humans, they'll browse for a while. They'll click around. They'll be random. They'll be short spurts. Machines, grab the page, download, grab the page, download, grab the page, download. And that's what OkCupid should have been able to see in its logs when these researchers dumped all the information out. But instead of seeing that, what they did was they saw on the Twitterverse, they saw on social media, they saw in the news when it was announced that all this information went public and when there was a big uproar. So if you have sites that are gathering sensitive data, such as those things, check for bot activity, check for scraping activity, check for user agents. Oftentimes these scrapers will have a defined user agent. Redirect user agent, put in delays or redirect to a main page saying scraping not allowed for bot-like activity. And otherwise block IP addresses that are exhibiting these types of things to prevent them from aggregating all the data. Now one way they may try and get around that is switching to Tor, so you have randomized Tor IP addresses. So again, too, and we've talked about this in the past, look for Tor exit nodes in your logs and be very suspicious of those. They may be just fine, but if you have see a Tor access log with a suspicious user agent string with bot-like activity, you pass enough thresholds that IP address needs to be blocked, that user needs to be stopped. And in stopping that, you prevent things that happen today with OkCupid. There you have it. There's something to look at in your websites if you're collecting this information. Have a good one.